sing this song to my final breath. Let the weight of this world go. Gonna be no tears, gonna be no pain. When I see that smile on my Savior's face, I won't be walking, I'll be running home. Call my name, call my name, call my shame, everything changed when I came. I'm running home, I'm running home, I'm running home, I'm running home, into His arms, into His arms. No more running away, I'm running home, I'm running home, I'm running home, I'm running home, everything changed when I came.
And good Thursday morning, everybody. How you doing? This is CA, on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network, independent clergy, encourager, and friend. I hope everybody's doing well today. We've got, normally we do Wednesday, the Wednesday uplift, but I'm bringing it on a Thursday today, a special Thursday morning. And good morning, everybody, here at Face Studio 1 in central downtown Fort Worth, up top the tower. We want to encourage you with some music. We want to pray for a bunch of people. I got some more texts of prayers that came in that people have asked me if I'd pray for them. So I want to join you guys in on this as well. But I want to talk to you just for a minute. And this is also going out to the graduates. My daughter actually graduates tomorrow. You know, a lot of times we go through journeys in our life. And I got to tell you, God has a plan for you guys. But you got to give it to Him. What you do is you take it to the altar. If you're not at a local church, you can always have a makeshift altar at your house. And when I'm talking about makeshift altar, is I'm talking like Charles Stanley had. He had a prayer room. Just go to a prayer closet or whatever it may be, and pray for God's will in your life. Pray for what He wants you to be after you walk across that stage. A lot of kids are graduating, and a lot of college students have already graduated, and you're probably undecided in the way this old crazy world is, but let me encourage you on one thing. God has it. He holds the keys to your future. You've just got to let Him take total control of your life. Well, see, hey, it's easy for you to say you're blessed with a good job, and you do your radio show, your podcast show. You know what? I've had my ups and down obstacles too, but I have to uplift it and give it to God. You see, we're all broken people. And here in a minute, we're fixing to pray for about 5 people. It's something that I'm going to start dedicating myself to do, and I need listeners like you to help me. I want to congratulate the class of 2023, including my daughter. And whether you're going to your college, universities, mini colleges, whatever it may be, I want you to know one thing. I'm very proud of you as your on-air personality. And there's listeners that are proud of you too. Your parents are proud of you. So will you join with me as we pray for 5 people this morning before we get our show rolling for the Wednesday uplift. So let's go ahead and pray. The first one is Lauren. And she says, CA, will you pray for me against anxiety and hopelessness? God has closed some doors for me, and I need Him. And I am need of Him in a direction and trust in Him. Lauren, thank you so much for sending your prayer request in. We are going to pray for you, my dear sister in Christ. Me and my prayer partners out all across the world want to hear this podcast show. There is hope for you. We all go through, let me just say this, we all go through anxiety. We all go through issues of where we're anxious, okay? But we wait upon the Lord, we pray, and we give it to Him. Now, that prayer may be answered, and I've talked about it in the past. That prayer may be answered within 2 seconds, or it may be 10 years. But you're going to get your answer. In fact, I'll share this real quickly. I had a prayer that I prayed for. I'm not even blaming God. It was 10 years. See, it's all in His timing, His being God. So let's pray for you. as a body of believers, let's come together. Dear Jesus, we pray for Lauren this morning. God, we pray for her against this anxiety that she's under in her life and hopelessness. It's a very lonely world out there, and our hope is in you. God, you've closed some doors for her, and she's in need of direction. I pray you be her compass as she trusts in you. She wants to trust in you. And I pray you open her heart, and you just lead her in the right direction in her life. And we come together as a body of believers here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, along with my listeners, in 110% total agreement in Jesus' name. Amen. Second prayer I have is Stacy, and she writes, CA, pray for protection over my mind and that I won't feel condemned by the enemy. Oh, let me just say this, Stacy. A lot of times, Satan likes to play with that mind. See, Satan can't get in your heart. He likes to play with your mind. He's constantly battling situations. You know, you got your things that are going on in life, and he's trying to play mind games with you. But I tell you what, as a Christian and as a believer, you put your armor of God on. So we're going to pray for you right now, dear sister in Christ. As a body of believers, we're going to join together in prayer for Stacy. Dear Lord, we pray right now for total protection of Stacy over her mind. Lord, I just pray that you just give Stacy the scriptures in her mind that would just override and chase the enemy off. We pray that the enemy does not come in her mind and that she will not feel condemned by this enemy, being Satan. And Lord, we know that you got her. We know you have her in the palm of your hands, and we know the outcome is going to be good. So please clear her mind, give her a pure, clean heart this morning, for we love you in 110% total agreement. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. Prayer number three is, this is from an anonymous in Georgia. It says, CA, I'm stuck in a bad neighborhood. Oh my goodness, listen to this story that she's telling me. Have stage 4 breast cancer, which we support Susan B. Coleman and mental health. That's two of my things that we do here in my radio station. So let me read it again. I'm stuck in a bad neighborhood, have stage 4 breast cancer, and the only unconditional loving thing in my life is my cat, my life. My cat has kidney disease. I am a lifelong Christian, but I feel abandoned. Well, the anonymous person in Georgia, let me tell you, you're not alone. There's a lot of lonely people that feel abandoned. But let me tell you something, as your encourager and as your friend, God is right there. God has not left you. He is right next to you. You see, we got a 24/7 God that works. He works all night long on your behalf in the wee hours of the morning when you're at work, wherever it may be. So you're never alone. Plus, you got brothers and sisters in Christ like me that can help you. So pray. We can't fix you, but we can help you. Only you can fix yourself through Christ. Just remember that. So let's pray for this anonymous in Georgia. So, dear Lord, we got this prayer request from a listener, this anonymous individual, whether it's he or she in Georgia. Well, one, we pray this bad neighborhood that they're stuck in. I pray for resolution. I pray that you can eventually get them out and get them in a decent area. All neighborhoods are bad, but I pray that the shower of the love of you that you have in your heart for this particular, well, let's just say this particular person that has all the love in her heart, through you, all things are possible. So I pray you just put her in a good situation. Oh, Lord, this stage 4 breast cancer. Oh, goodness, Lord, you know, here at our station, we are very much advocates for Susan B. Coleman breast cancer and mental health. Lord, we just pray right now in your name that you just heal her from the stage 4 breast cancer. She just feels unconditionally that she's not loved. The only thing that she has, she says, is her life and her cat. And her cat has kidney disease. And Lord, we just pray that poor cat that, you know, you just touch and heal her cat. And she said, she says she's a lifelong Christian, but she feels abandoned. Lord, please give her that uplift she needs to let her know that she's going to be okay. And you have her in the palm of your hands. We come to you in but with my listeners and 110% total agreement. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Baxter sent me this. I get a lot of this. Please pray for me to find and marry a good godly person. Boy, I tell you. It's hard out there, Baxter. Let me tell you, it's hard. But I'm going to tell you something. It all goes back to God's timing. Don't rush into anything until you know that individual. But let God lead and be right there with you and her. You know, it takes three. God, you, and your mate. You can't do it alone. She can't do it alone. You got to have the vessel. You're the vessel, but you got to have God be the centerpiece. Imagine you at a table. God has to be the centerpiece of your life. So yes, you want to marry a good godly person. It's going to be granted. I just feel it in Jesus' name. So does my listeners. So we're going to come to you united in prayer. Dear Lord, we come to our friend Baxter. Lord, he wants to find a good godly woman out there. She's out there. Maybe a 2-3%. But you know what? You hold the future in Baxter's hands. And I pray in Jesus' name, with all my listeners in 110% total agreement, that you find Baxter a good godly wife in the future to marry. Because you hold the future in Baxter's hands and the other party's hands, the lady's hands. And we give all of this to you in 110% total agreement. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Two more prayers and we'll march on. Tammy in California says, CA, beloved family dog needs a miracle. He has spinal disease. Oh my goodness. And is becoming paralyzed. I know God can do all things. I hear a praise report on Monday about a dog that's healed. Amen. Tammy, let me tell you, and good morning to you out in California. It's probably 2 a.m. over there about now. But let me tell you something, Tammy. All things are possible, that's right, with God. God can heal broken people. God can heal people. God can heal animals. And we're going to pray right now for you, my dear sister in Christ. Thank you for sending your prayer request into me too as well. Dear Lord, we pray for Tammy in California. God, I just pray right now. Her beloved family dog, for her and her family, needs a miracle. It's got this spinal disease. I pray that the right veterinarian, that you will work through the veterinarian to get her, the family dog, whether it's a he or she, to get the dog healed with the spinal disease. It's becoming paralyzed, and I just pray in Jesus' name that you help the family out and you be with them. And God, I just know that you got a plan for her, and I want her to get a good report, and hopefully she'll be able to share it with me where I can share it on the air. And we give all this to you with my listeners in 110% total agreement in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I got one more, and then we'll kick off some more of this Thursday, Encouraging Thursday. Jennifer writes me and says, CA, pray for clarity about a career choice. Need peace, nursing, or speech therapy. Jennifer, my heart pours for you, dear friend. God has a plan for you. And yes, indeed, we are going to pray as a body of believers for you to either be in nursing or speech therapy. You know, I will share this with you before we pray. There were situations that I remember where I wanted to be a machinist and follow my late uncle. But God made me a mechanic. Then he had me go to Bible college. And, you know, I did some clergy work. And, you know, because God said, I got other plans. So sometimes what we think that might happen, God might have it another way. Regardless, I hope either you're a nurse or your speech therapy. There's a lot of needs for nurses out there, and God bless our nurses and speech therapists. So we're going to pray together in Jesus' name as a body of believers along with my listeners. Dear Jesus, we come to you right now. We're praying for Jennifer. Oh, Lord, one of my listeners, she's praying for some clarity on a career choice. She's stuck between nursing or speech therapy. God, speak to her this morning. Touch her heart. Lead her in the right direction. For we come to you in 110% total agreement. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I got just the perfect song for a lot of these prayers, and I just played the instrumental part of it. So you know what? Let's give it to Jeremy Camp, An Anxious Heart. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Encouraging Thursday, a special edition, along with prayer requests. Left to speak, I fall to my knees, 'cause I know.
crescendo, sunset on a quiet sea. Sitting with the ones that I'll forever love, we're waiting on a flash of green. And even when the nights got cold, you have always held me close. You're the only rock that I could ever stand on. You're the only one for me. The sun goes up, the sun comes down. This whole world keeps spinning round. I'm here traveling down this long and winding road. Seasons come and seasons go. They take me high, then leave me low. But I'm still standing on the only rock I know. You're my cornerstone. Sweating through a long night, wrestling the hounds of shame. Trying to turn the hands back on a troubling past. Every move I make's in vain. But even in the shifting winds, you are who you've always been. You're the only rock that I could ever stand on. Through it all, you remain. The sun goes up, the sun comes down. This whole world keeps spinning round. I'm here traveling.
Go Cornerstone with Toby Mac and Zach Williams, and before that Anxious Heart with you got it, Jeremy Camp. So I want to go ahead and again welcome to a special edition this morning, and good morning everybody. I've had a busy week as my daughter gets ready to graduate on Friday, which is tomorrow. So we're going to do another three more prayers. So I'm just kind of putting these prayer requests in that people have asked me, CA, will you pray for me and will you share it on the air? Even though this is a podcast show, these people are still going to be needing prayer. So I encourage you to please write these names down and pray for them. Jot down on notes what the issue is and let's pray for them. You know, that's what we're here for. Love and serve, right? And I'm here this morning. I just want to say again, good morning. I hope you're coffeed up, teed up, whatever it may be. Sounds like golf, doesn't it? Welcome to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. This is CA, on-air personality at the Rim. I am in central downtown Fort Worth, up top the tower, the iHeartRadio studio. And we are doing a special edition again of Encouraging Thursday with some prayer requests. So here's another one. This is Eileen in Colorado writes me, CA, I need prayers for my sons. One who is an alcoholic, the other who is addicted to drugs, and also have a daughter that was in an auto accident in July of 2022, and she is non-responsive. Wow. She had a trifecta moment. Elaine, thank you for sending your prayer request here to us at the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. We're going to pray for you, but let me just give you some words of encouragement. As far as your son that's an alcoholic, he can turn his life around because there is hope in the Lord. And the other one, of course, being addicted to drugs. Drugs is really a horrible situation. And I just pray here in just a moment that things turn around for him, as, you know, as far as that. And sorry to hear about your daughter, too, as well, being non-responsive. I pray, you know, God can take miracles and he can turn things around, and there is hope in the name of Jesus. And I'll be playing a song here for you in just a second dedicated to the situation. So let's pray for her as a body of believers in Jesus' name, listeners out there. Dear Lord, we come to you united in prayer with a body of believers, my listeners out there. We need prayers for Eileen in Colorado. She has three sons. We think of the one that who is an alcoholic. God, I just pray he seeks the help that he needs and throws the bottle away and gets his life clean and gets sober. And the one that's addicted to drugs, God, I just pray in Jesus' name that you just get him the help that he needs. May an angel come down from heaven in a human form and just encourage him and somebody get him the help that he needs to get off these drugs, because drugs is not the answer. And Lord, we think of Eileen's daughter that's been non-responsive since July, nearly a year ago, July of 2022. I just pray in Jesus' name that her daughter gets healed and that things will get better. We lift it up and give it all to you in 110% total agreement. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Prayer number two is Angel had sent me a prayer request here. It says, CA, pray for wisdom and strength to make good choices and to avoid temptation at all costs. Angel, let me tell you something before we pray for you. Praying for wisdom is no problem, because you come as a body of believers here in just a second. We're going to do that, and you put it to the table to God. Because you know God will give you the wisdom. He'll give you the tools that you need. You open your heart to Jesus and you say, hey, God, I need you. I need you, and I need the wisdom for you to send me the wisdom. And he will. You see, every day when you wake up in the morning is a gift from God. And he's got plans for you in your life. Temptation's always going to be around, so keep your body armor of God on at all times and shake it off. Let me give you some advice. Quote scripture, Satan hates it. He skedaddles. Yes, he does indeed. And you can call off demons from being anywhere around. So we're going to pray to you, with you right now, my dear sister in Christ. Dear Lord, we pray for Angel right now. We pray for wisdom for her. God, we pray that you give her the strength to make the good choices and good decisions she needs and to avoid all this temptation at all costs. And we lift it up and give it to you as a body of believers in 110% total agreement. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Okay, I've got one more, and then we'll play a song that's going to help with these prayers. Got an anonymous one in Georgia that said, CA, I'm a pastor, and right now I am feeling a little disconnected from God. I know he's there. I know he loves me. I know I'm forgiven. I know I'm saved, but I feel disconnected. Well, to the anonymous pastor out there, being a minister in Christ myself, because I went to Bible college, let me tell you something. It's not uncommon to feel disconnected, but you are connected, Pastor, if you think about it. Think about this. When God, who came down as God-man, laid his life on the cross for us, paid for CA's sins, prayed for your sins, Pastor, prayed for anybody's sins, everybody's sins, because he loved us. You see, God has never left your side. Again, we are broken people, and pastors get broken too. We're only human. But I want to give you some encouraging words before we pray. God has a master plan. Don't know exactly what you're going through right now. I know you're feeling a little disconnected from God. We do, because we don't think God's listening. But he is. And it all goes back to, well, that prayer may be answered instantly, or it may be answered later on. But he's there. Pastor, you know as good as I do, you open your heart to him, the Holy Spirit will speak in. And there's times maybe God just wants you to be quiet and be still. I would recommend, as busy as pastors are, get out of your church, get out of your church office, go to a park, go somewhere alone, and have that time with him. Grab the Bible and read some scripture and talk to him. That Holy Spirit's going to fill that cup up. And he's going to help you with your whole situation. So we're going to pray that right now in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we pray right now for the pastor that's in Georgia. He's discouraged right now. He's feeling a little disconnected. Oh, Lord, I just pray in your precious name that you just be with him, God. He needs that connection. And, oh, God, I just know you got great plans for pastor over there. And you know what? It's all in your hands. And I pray that he gets reconnected back onto you. He is connected. He's just going through a moment. And I just pray you just help him. Wrap your arms around him and give him the guidance he needs. May he find peace through you in Jesus' name. Amen. For pastor and everybody out there, this song's for you. Andrew Rip, Fill My Cup, because our cup can get drained, okay? Encouraging Thursdays with CA.
Thank you.
Joy comes in the morning. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Man, I had a technical glitch. I sit there and I hit our studio table. I hate that when that happens and it aggravates the mic, so forgive me for that. How's everybody doing this morning? This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Welcome to a special edition this morning. And good morning again, by the way. We're here at Central Downtown Fort Worth, Face Studio 1, up top to tower, iHeartRadio Studio. And we're doing a combination of encouraging music and prayer request. And I hope that you guys can tune in and join in on these very urgent texts of prayer prayers, because we're going to start incorporating them in on everything. It's just something I feel in my heart we need to do. So we're going to go ahead and do another. We're going to do four this time. This one comes from Lisa in California. She says, CA, please pray for my mental illness. Family wants me to leave and divorce my spouse, but when I pray, God wants me to stay with him. I'm so torn. Okay, well, Lisa, let me speak to you for a moment. Mental health, we just don't have enough nurses. We don't have enough hospitals. We don't have enough clinics. We can blame it on everything. I had someone ask me one day at work, said, hey, see, hey, was this even back in the Bible times? It was. You know, Jesus went through a lot of that. And it's been ongoing. It's just that it's gotten a little bit more worse. Now, do we blame it on COVID, post-COVID? I have no idea. But I will tell you, we're going to pray for you here in a minute, Lisa. And my prayer is that if it's God's will, you and your husband get back together. It's God's will. But I want you to keep something in mind. It's nice to get the advice from loved ones and family and everything. But you decide what you and God, Father God, your God, tells you what to do. Now, I'm not a family counselor. One thing I will recommend is if you can go to counseling with your husband, I would recommend doing that. But if he doesn't want to and you've done everything you can, pray to God and you just do what's in his will. And that's our prayer. We're going to join together as a body of believers and radio listeners. We're going to pray for you right now. Dear Jesus, we pray for our radio listener friend, Lisa in California. God, I just pray for her mental health situation. You know, her family wants her to leave and divorce her spouse. Don't know how many years they've been married. Don't know if they have any children. But I pray in your name that you give her the right decision she needs, whether to stay with him or whether not to stay with him. And we give it all to you and lift it all up to you. In Jesus' name, we pray in 110% total agreement. Amen. Prayer number two comes from Rick in Texas. It says, CA, my son has had trouble with an AFib for the past 3 months. He has had a cardioversion, and he goes back to the doctor this morning to see what will be the next step. Well, Rick, good morning, and we are going to pray for you. I'm really sorry to hear about your son. But you know what? God is the great physician, and he can heal, miraculous healing. And we're going to come united as a body of believers this morning for your son. So, dear Jesus, we pray for Rick in Texas. We pray for his son. God, we just pray you just intercede. You're the great physician. We know that you've got a master plan. We know you've got a resolution to the situation. I pray in your precious name, O Father, that you touch and heal Rick's son. You ease his stress, ease his pain, and may the answers be found today. And we come to you in 100% agreement in Jesus' name. Amen. Got an anonymous text of prayer in Ohio. A gentleman sends me text and says, I'm struggling the last 3 weeks. My dog of 17 years went missing. Still praying for his return. In the meantime, I am asking for prayer over mental and emotional health. Well, we go back to this again. There just is not enough mental health hospitals, counselors. Let me tell you something. Y'all that are graduating, here you go. The graduates out there, class of 2023, there is need for nurses, which we greatly appreciate. There's need for doctors, mental health doctors. Guys, we need it. Our world is broken. There's a lot of people that need a lot of help. And that's here what I do at my radio station is encourage. And we're going to continue to love and encourage and pray for you. And you can always, let me just pause here for a minute. You can always text that prayer to me by going to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Click on station information. You find it there. So we're going to pray for this anonymous in Ohio. Lord Jesus, we come to you, the depression of a dog that he had for 17 years that went missing, he or she. I pray, God, we're just praying for his return with your will. And in the meantime, God, we just pray over the mental and emotional health this particular individual in Ohio is going through. And we lift it up and give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. In 110% total agreement, all God's people said, amen. Kyle sends me, we got two more. Kyle sends me a text of prayer. Says, CA, pray for my parents and their relationship to be restored. Again, guys, we go back to a lot of broken people out there, a lot of issues. You should see these texts of prayers that we get. Nobody lives a perfect life. If someone tells you, oh, my life's perfect, at this moment, but not forever, because there's always going to be a tragedy, there's going to be a situation, there's going to be a crisis, the situation for Kyle. He's praying for his parents. He wants that relationship to be restored. Let me tell you, if two work together and it's 2 + 1 = 3, that would be, and Kyle, I know you're listening, and I thank you for your prayer request. That would be God, your mom, and your dad. My prayer and my radio listeners' prayer is that there will be a resolution and things will be restored with your parents. So we're going to come together as a united front in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just pray right now for Kyle. Oh, Lord, I just pray that you just be with him and that you help him and that the relationship be restored with his parents. God, we lift it up and give it to you in your precious name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Got one more before we play some music. We're going to, this one's Michael in Texas. And this one just came up not too long ago. He said, CA, I need prayer for my brother Arnold. He is currently in ICU and he's fighting for his life with severe pneumonia. Oh my goodness, Michael, I am so sorry to hear that. This weather's been horrible in Texas. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas, so I know allergies and everything else. My heart really bleeds for you. And, you know, again, we go back to where God can take situations that seem glim when the doctor says, oh, things ain't going great. But when you've got a body of believers praying for you, God can take that situation and he can make it better. So right now, we're going to pray for you, my dear brother in Christ, on Encouraging Thursdays with CA on iHeartRadio. Me and my iHeartRadio family are going to pray for you. So, and they're going to be praying all day long because they have, this is a podcast, so it stays on there permanently where they can be praying for your brother. So let's pray for Arnold. This is for Michael, the brother in Texas, praying for Arnold, who is in ICU, fighting for his life with severe pneumonia. So dear Jesus, we lift this up and we give it all to you. God, we just pray for Michael in Texas. We need a touch for Arnold, his brother, that is right now going through in ICU fighting for his life with severe pneumonia. God, you can take bad and make it good. And you know, you are the great physician. And you know what? We just have 100% confidence, 110% confidence in you that you're going to help through this whole situation. So God, please help him. Please heal Arnold. And we give it all to you and lift it all up to you. In Jesus' name we pray in 110% total agreement. Amen. All right, you know what? We got a song for you there just to remind you. Phil Wickham, Michael, this is for you. This is Our God and everybody else when you're down and out. Encouraging Thursday with CA, special edition with prayer requests. Send them to me.
We'll be right back.
There we go. Tyrin Wells, as we are going to be knowing him now, as Pastor Tyrin Wells. That's right. He's taking a church on, and planning a church, I should say, and in Georgetown, Texas. Now, he is a member of Joe Osteen's church in Houston, Texas, but he is, I kid you not, him and his wife, he feels the calling, is going to take a church on. And I am so excited for these guys. And, you know, when God moves and he tells you, hey, I've got plans for you. I want you to do this. You know, you want to listen to him. And that's what our dear friend Tyrin Wells, his music will probably still continue. But this is a happy time for him. Now, I will tell you that the church that he's going to be taking that they're planning actually is going to take place in August. I want you to tune in to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Please like me on the Facebook page because I will be posting his sermons on there and his church and stuff. I don't remember. I think it's called Renew Church, something like that. You'll catch the name of it. I'll be able to post it and remind you and follow their page, okay? I'm very excited for these guys. It's an exciting time when you're planning a church. So, yes, Pastor Tyrin Wells, you might as well call him Reverend Tyrin Wells because he's already getting ready to get things in order. And they're moving, him and his family are leaving Houston, Texas, moving up to Georgetown, Texas, to plant that church and do what's in God's will. I want to talk to you, and congratulations, Tyrin, Mr. and Miss Wells, for doing what you need to be doing with the Lord. So before we continue on with some more prayer requests, you know, we were talking about broken people and how we are all broken. And you know what? A lot of times you can kind of look at it like a plate drop, right? Things in your life drop and they shatter. But you know what? Who's the super glue if you think about it? God. God can take that plate and make it brand new. It's like getting saved when you accept Jesus as your personal Savior. You're going through a cleansing. Or maybe you're a Christian that has fell out of grace. Sure, if you're the Baptist way, once saved, always saved. But it's always nice to renew ourselves and renew our hearts with Jesus Christ. So I encourage you, as we get ready to do more prayer requests, please renew your heart with Jesus in chaotic times. You know, he loves you. He is the same today as yesterday and as 1,000 years even before. Billy Graham had once said, we're not going to know the whole Bible, which is true. We're just not. But you know what? We're going to know everything that God wants us to know. Because there's some things he may not want us to know. Facing fact, right? But the main thing is he's here and he's got us in every trouble that you're going through right now. He is going to help you. So please stay calm through all this. Wanted to put a little Love Me As I Am, King and Country. I love that song. Oh, it's great. You get a lot of people say, see, yeah, will you put that on the instrumental? Sure. Okay. Before we get ready to close out, this has been amazing. I got 3 more prayer requests. We're going to close out with one song that I love personally. And then we'll close out in a prayer. Okay, this one's coming from an anonymous one in Kentucky. Says, CA, prayer request from my mom. She was admitted back in the hospital back in February. She is now on oxygen and does not have the strength to do much. Please pray for her to get better. The anonymous listener in Kentucky, we're going to pray for you right now. I'm sorry you're going through all that. Dear Jesus, we just pray in your precious name. We pray for this prayer request for the listener, he or she's mom. We pray when she got admitted back in February and she's on oxygen now, we pray that you give her the strength to get it back together. The ozones have been horrible in America. And I just pray, God, the ones that are sick, especially this dear lady, that you just touch her and heal her. In Jesus' name we pray. 110% total agreement. Amen. Geneva sent me a prayer request. Pray that I will grow in the grace and knowledge of God, Jesus. Geneva, let me just say this. Every day we're learning. We're not going to learn every single thing, but you know what? We learn and indulge as much as we can. So I pray, we're going to pray for you as a body of believers. We're going to pray for that grace and knowledge of Jesus. So dear Jesus, we pray for Geneva. We pray for the situation. We pray for grace and knowledge of you. God, we just lift it up and give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. 110% total agreement. Amen. I got one more prayer request. CA, this is an anonymous one in California. CA, pray for a loved one to break free of the hold of evil has on her. Pray she will see all God has done for her and allow herself to be loved by Him and with also to be happy. That's right. We will do that. The anonymous prayer request for California. I mean, if you think about it, the Lord does want us to find it all in Him and love Him and let Him handle it all. So let's pray for this anonymous one. Dear Jesus, we pray for this he or she, man or woman prayer request, anonymous one, for this lady that really needs to get the evil and out of her and get to know You and draw close to You. God, I just pray You just open doors and help them. And we come as a body of believers in 110% total agreement. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, now we're going to close out with one of my favorite songs, with a trumpet noise in honor for all the graduates, because my daughter played trumpet. It's going to be an emotional day, let me tell you, come Friday. So this one is I Exalt Thee, Phil Driscoll. Thank You, Lord, for all You do. You're an awesome God. Thank You for life. Thank You for our kids. Thank You for our grandkids, if we have any. Listen to the music. Amen. And before I close out, let me congratulate all of the class of 2023, including my daughter. You guys, I'll tell you, what an accomplishment, and I pray that God gives you the direction where you want to go in life. And in times of discouragement, if I can give you something to cling on to, and that's the hope of what Jesus Christ has for you. Because he has great plans. And when you walk across the stage, your whole world will change forever for the good. And my prayer for you is I hope your dreams always come true. So let's close out in a prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over, guide, and protect us. And pray for the graduates as they get ready to graduate Friday and Saturday all across America, the universities, those that have already graduated. Lord, we thank you. Be with the parents as this is a happy time, graduation parties, etc. going on. And we just lift up everything, give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, well, this is CA. I'm going to saddle up. I got to leave the tower here in central downtown Fort Worth before things start getting busy. I hope you all have a great day, and we'll talk again soon. Bye for now.